Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Good evening. My name's Stanley. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'd just like to ask you a few questions about concerns, problems facing our nation, our state, and local communities. Can I please speak with Kimberly Moreno?
This is her.
Hi, Ms. Moreno. Just real quick, English, right, would you be your preferred language? And
sure.
Which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Chicago, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin.
Arizona.
Thank you, ma'am. And just, I don't want to know your birthday, but just the year would be sufficient. Is it? Would that be okay?
Sure, 86.
Okay, 86. Thank you. And what would you say is, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain you will vote? Will you probably vote? The chances are 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I will vote.
You will vote, thank you. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Women's health care.
Women's health care. Women's health care. Thank you. And now, thinking back to 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many, did you skip that one?
No, I voted for Biden.
Okay, thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Probably independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of whom you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 0 means there's no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
That's 50-50.
50-50, thank you. And Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. And moving on to the next question, and thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democrat candidate or Republican candidate of your district?
Of my district, it's going to be for Democrats.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallegos or Republican Kerry Lake?
Gallegos.
Yes, thank you. And whom do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Neither.
Neither. Okay, that is an option. Thank you. And please indicate whether you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree, somewhat agree or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Agree.
Agree? Is it somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Agree.
Thank you. Strongly. Thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted into deportation raids.
What happened?
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Thank you. And I'm going to read a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. So the first one would be President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree? Somewhat?
Agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and or dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree. Papito, sit down.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and are married to an American citizen.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less likely to vote for him in the 2024 elections. If President Biden enacted that program, would that make you less or more likely to vote for him in 2024, or would it make no difference one way or the other? A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Probably would vote with.
Oh, okay. So it would be much more likely. Or somewhat likely?
Mm-hmm. Much more likely if there was something. Yeah.
Appreciate that. Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And then this one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yes.
Thank you. So it's somewhat or much more likely?
Much more.
Thank you. And a program that grants work permits for temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in arrivals of vulnerable immigrants.
Yes, strongly agree.
Strong? Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
And then a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to an American citizen, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. How do you feel about this one? Would you be much less likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
More likely.
More likely. Thank you. And then a program, this is the last one, then we'll move on to the next category. And by the way, we're more than halfway through. We're almost done. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would that make you more likely or much less likely? More likely. Thank you. Okay, much more likely. Okay, and the next one would be, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Is this very concerning to you, somewhat concerning, a little concerning, or not at all concerning?
Somewhat concerning.
Somewhat, thank you. Donald Trump and the Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Does this make you very concerned or not at all concerned? Or somewhat?
Very concerned.
Very concerned, thank you. Donald Trump and the Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Is this very concerning to you, or we can go all the way to not at all concerned?
It's somewhat concerning.
somewhat concerned. Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who live in the U.S. for over a decade. Is this concerning to you or not concerning at all?
That's concerning.
Which somewhat or very concerned?
Very concerning.
Very concerned. Thank you. Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Is this very concerning, somewhat, little, not at all?
Very concerning.
Very concerning. Okay, thank you. And we're almost done now. And I'm going to read you a different approaches from former President Donald Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your view, even if neither is exactly right. Which approach comes closer to your own view when it comes to immigration? Let's see. Former President Donald Trump's or President Biden's. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in the country. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in the country for many years or decades. Which approach is much closer to yours? What you believe in?
Biden.
Okay, somewhat or much more closer?
Much more closer.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And we're over 80%. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'm still debating whether independent or Joe Biden.
Okay. So you're undecided? Would that be okay?
I'm undecided. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And then, well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? So it's asking if you'd lean towards one of them.
No, not right now.
Okay, undecided. Thank you. And then, as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is documented or in this country without papers? And what is your relationship to them? Are they your friend, coworker, family member, or acquaintance?
Friends and family members.
Okay, friends and family members. Friends, family members. Thank you. We're just about done. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? You could pick as many as you'd like, MSNBC or major network channels or websites. We have TikTok, WhatsApp, OANN, Facebook, Spanish language radio programs, Instagram, YouTube, Fox News channels or website, Univision.
Internet.
Washington Post. Do you use any of these, TikTok, MSNBC, WhatsApp, Facebook?
MSNBC.
MSNBC, okay. And any others that you'd like to put?
No, that's about it.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for just statistical purposes. Which country or territory does your family trace their heritage back to?
What happened?
What your heritage would be, which country
Daddy,
does your heritage come from?
Wait, stop, I said.
I'll be as quick as I can. I see you got your hands full and we're just about done. For example, a Mexican, Cuban, Puerto Rican.
Mexican.
Are you Mexican? Thank you. And then we just have one quick more. And were you born on the United States mainland or the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
United States.
Thank you. And then were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Yeah, your parents, were they born in Puerto Rico or another country?
Another country.
Another country, thank you. And then what language do you primarily speak at home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English? Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish?
Spanish
or
English
always
equally.
English? Thank you. I'm trying to go as fast as I can so I can. I hear you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or whatever it is that you think? You can tell me what it is.
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not a very strong Democrat.
Okay. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Okay, great. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4-year college. So sure. Oh,
nice. Good for you. And do you have any religion?
No.
Okay. Let's see. So, okay, thank you. And then, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, is your first name Kimberly?
Yes.
Thank you. I think we're about done. Oh, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in research studies are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions. In a more in-depth and open-ended way, can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study that we may contact you in the future?
No, thank you.
Okay. I really appreciate your time, Ms. Moreno. Thank you. Your opinion does matter. And I know you have your hands full, so I'm trying to get out of your hair as soon as possible. But thank you for your time. It means a lot to us, and I appreciate it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
You and your family have a good evening. Thank you.